President Bush today announces his plan to reform the Medicare program. Medicare is popular among its 39 million beneficiaries, but it won't have enough money once the vast baby boom generation retires. At the same time, it lacks an outpatient prescription drug benefit that current patients want and future ones expect. NPR's Julie Robner is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is the president proposing?
Well, the president is proposing a plan that would both reform Medicare and add drug coverage. That in itself is controversial. Democrats want to do a drug benefit now with some minor reforms, but save the more sweeping financial reforms for later. Republicans are adamant about doing both at the same time. They like to say that we shouldn't get the dessert, the drug benefit, before the spinach, some of the difficult choices that will have to be made. The proposal itself is a modified version of the plan that he offered last year in the campaign and offered again when he unveiled his budget earlier this year. It has more choices of private plans, a drug benefit, but more emphasis on the private sector than Democrats are really pushing for. But it does include some proposals that Democrats want, things like more preventive benefits, which Medicare doesn't cover very much, and a cap on out-of-pocket costs, which Medicare had briefly but doesn't anymore.
The new element attracting attention is a plan for discount prescription drug cards. What are they?
Well, these are cards that beneficiaries would pay for once and then use to get discounts that would said to range from about 10% to as much as half off of drugs, depending on the drug that they're buying and whether they buy it at a local pharmacy or through the mail. Now, I should add that this is not the president's only drug proposal. This is a temporary short-term fix that he's proposing, because even if Congress does agree on a Medicare reform plan, it's unlikely that anything could be really put in place for 2, possibly even 3 years. So this is the short-term interim proposal. It's actually the second short-term interim proposal that he's had. Last year, he proposed a state block grant that didn't go over very well in Congress, and at least so far, neither is this proposal.
Why not?
Well, these cards are already widely available. The AARP sells one. Several states have them. So some say it's actually redundant. Critics also say that it's no replacement for actual insurance coverage. The people who need the help the most, who already can't afford their prescription drugs, probably still won't be able to afford them, even if they get a 10 or 20 or 30 or 40% discount. Also, there's a concern that there's not much incentive for companies to offer these plans. They won't be subsidized by Medicare. And there's a worry that they're more likely to squeeze pharmacies to get the discounts than the drug manufacturers, which is who everybody thinks is responsible for the high cost of drugs.
Why is the president making his announcement now?
Well, this is something that they had promised for the last several months, but at the moment he's really getting on this train before it leaves the station. Congress is getting ready to act on Medicare in the next few weeks. Both the Republicans in the House have plans that they're developing, and Democrats in the Senate. They're obviously going to be very different plans, so the president wanted to get on record to say what it is exactly that he wants to do. There are some cynics who also say that he's trying to change the subject away from the Patient's Bill of Rights, which has been the health care issue that's been sort of captivated the Congress for the last couple of months, where the president isn't really getting his way. The Senate passed a bill that he didn't like, has vowed to veto and turned down the bill that he liked. The House is working on a bill. He has endorsed a version of the Patient's Bill of Rights in the House, but the House Republican leaders are having trouble finding the votes, and that may, in fact, get put off.
What else is in the president's Medicare program?
Well, I think it's important to note that it's more than just prescription drugs. I think that's the big issue. There's been a lot of attention to this prescription drug card and other issues of prescription drugs. But really, this is a broader effort to shore up Medicare for the impending baby boom generation. I think it's going to be something that Congress is going to need to chew on for many weeks, if not months, if not years.
NPR's Julie Robner.